Developing countries can provide solutions for sustainable development and achieving the Millennium Development Goals to end extreme poverty by 2015. That's what United Nations Deputy Secretary General Jan Eliasson on Monday told hundreds of high-level delegates from 150 countries at the start of the Global South-South Development Expo in Nairobi, Kenya. Deputy Secretary General Eliasson said the challenges for the transition to a green economy may seem daunting, but as the expo will show this week, there are solutions.
Southern solutions exist in industry, health, trade, investment, labor, agriculture, and many other key areas. Moreover, mechanisms to take these solutions to scale are available and should be used. As we strive to accelerate progress towards the MDGs and shape a post-2015 development agenda, we must work together to capitalize on Southern successes, such as those that you have brought to Nairobi this week.
The expo, which is being held in Africa for the first time, is organized by the UN Office of South-South Cooperation and hosted by the UN Environment Programme, UNEP, under the theme Building Inclusive Green Economies. According to the United Nations, over $5 trillion US in reserves are held by countries of the Global South, which refers to countries in Africa, Central and Latin America, and most of Asia. It says this unparalleled economic development opportunity provided by these countries, which now also account for 47% of global trade, could be one of the main engines of growth in the years ahead. Don Bob, United Nations.